There's a good book on this one too. This just tells you something about American academic life. The first study that I've ever heard of, you know, in the United States on this major theme of modern history just appeared. University of Illinois Press, a book called Selling Free Enterprise by a woman named Elizabeth Fones Wolf, F-O-N-E-S-Wolf. It's kind of apolitical, but like she doesn't have any special point of view, but the material in it is pretty revealing. It's the next part of the story that I was going to get to, this hazard facing industrialists, you know, and the rising political power of the masses that led to the Mohawk Valley formula and so on, that terrified the daylights out of the business community. Now, it was kind of put on hold during the Second World War, but it took off immediately after the Second World War at a huge scale, instantly, you know. And that's what she's talking about, selling free enterprise. The idea was, as they put it, remember that the United States came out of the Second World War pretty social democratic, like most of the world. You know, like just like those Italian workers who had to have ideas about worker management beaten out of their head by force. An awful lot of people in the United States too, like maybe half, thought that there ought to be popular control over industry in some fashion. You know, this is so exotic in the United States that the fashion was never described, but somehow that the government could do a better job than private power, things like that. There was enormous support for social programs, you know, medical programs and so on. That had to be beaten out of people's heads and fast. The leaders of the public relations industry, she quotes a lot of them, they said, look, we have 3 to 5 years to save our way of life. We have to fight and quickly win what they call the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate people with the capitalist story so fully that they can repeat it, you know, on every opportunity. And on like that. And they weren't kidding around. I mean, for example, about a third of the material in American schools, elementary schools, was coming straight out of corporate propaganda offices by the early 50s. Sports leagues were taken over. The churches were taken over. The universities were attacked. I mean, it was across the board, you know, major effort to try to win the everlasting battle for the minds of men. And it's still going on, you know. I mean, here it's conscious. Now, that part of it's conscious. Most of it is, most of the participants, it's just, you know, it's in your bones. I mean, you've gone through the, especially if you've been through an elite educational system. And, you know, then it's, you're really deeply indoctrinated in it. So I don't know how to measure this, but personal feeling is that you find more passivity and obedience in the elite centers than you do, like, you know, out in the streets or in the state colleges.